Welcome back. I'm Sonia Riccardi, and this is session number 4 of the Law of Attraction Plain and Simple Home Study Program. And this one's called The Time Is Now, 12 Strategies to Begin Living Your Greatest Life Now. Well, let's first begin by summarizing the last 3 sessions. In the first session, we talked about discovering your purpose and what you really want in life. In the second session, we talked about finding inner peace and happiness. We discussed how to be able to handle difficult situations, circumstances, and experience with ease, and how to unleash your past. And then in the third session, we learned the importance of connecting mind, body, and spirit and implementing the daily inner champion hour into your life. So, now that you have figured out what you want, you've found inner peace and happiness, you have connected mind, body, and spirit, it's now time to bring it all home and begin living your greatest life right now. Well, let's start with a really great quote. It's, "A good plan today is better than a great plan tomorrow." I'm going to repeat that. A good plan today is better than a great plan tomorrow. In other words, you need to get started right now. Don't wait for the stars to line up before doing it. So it is time to get in the driver's seat. I'm going to be discussing 12 strategies that you can begin implementing right now. Strategies that if you implement them along with everything you learned, your life will reach a whole new stratosphere of positive transformation. So let's begin with strategy number 1. Love yourself. In order to live your greatest life, you must love yourself. You must love yourself first before you can actually love others around you and project love out to the universe. You are perfect exactly the way you are. Accept who you are. You've been put on this earth to be exceptional. What I'd love for you to do is to write a list of everything you love about yourself. Just write it all out on a piece of paper, and maybe you can even add it to your gratitude manifesto so you're always reminded of how magnificent you are. The second strategy is live in the moment and enjoy the journey. Now, it's important that we not only focus on what we want to achieve in life, but also enjoy the journey. Enjoy living your life. Live in the moment. It doesn't even make any sense to only focus on the end result and not enjoy the journey. Because if you think about it, if you're not enjoying it, you're generating negative energy. And so the chances of actually achieving what you want to achieve won't happen. So it's important to celebrate and enjoy the journey, not just the destination. I want you to enjoy, appreciate, and really love the present. Love life right now. Celebrate just simply being alive. The third strategy is create a mastermind group. Creating a mastermind group is a great way to surround yourself with other amazing, positive people that are living their greatest lives. It's usually a group of 4 to 6 people, and you decide to meet either once a month or twice a month or even once a week. Each person at each gathering gets the opportunity to speak and tell everyone what they're up to, what they're going to do, so their goals, what challenges they've been experiencing, and share their achievements. The rest of the group is there to support each other, help unblock any obstacles, hold you accountable for everything you say you'll do. They're people who are in your corner to help you and support you to live your greatest life. The fourth strategy is find a mentor or hire a life coach or both. Start hanging out with people who are living the life you want to live. People who have achieved what you want to achieve, people who are doing what you want to do, these are mentors. Ask to meet with them. Pick their brain. Find out as much as you can. Find out how they did it. Ask for advice. There really is no point in reinventing the wheel. You'll be surprised how many people out there are willing to take you under their wing and mentor you. Also, hiring a life coach is really a great way to keep you motivated. It'll help you to maintain clarity and focused on your goals, and they'll hold you accountable as well. They're there to help and support you to live your greatest life. The fifth strategy is grow, grow, grow. As Stephen Covey talks about in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, sharpening the saw is so important. That means you're always learning and growing and gaining more and new insights, learning new strategies, and overall keeping your mind open to new and interesting things out there. There are so many ways of doing that. For instance, reading. That's a great way as well. I mean, there are so many millions of books out there. You can also attend workshops. That's a great way to learn new strategies, to learn new things about yourself and new ways of thinking. And if you're not sure of any great workshops out there, just Google your favorite author and check their website to see if they have any workshops coming up. Or you can even just ask around. There's lots of people out there that have attended great workshops. And if you want to find out about my workshops, by the way, you can go to www.soniaricotti.com. I have lots of workshops that I do all the time. You can also go to conferences. There are thousands of conferences going on all over the place all of the time. Just do some research to find out what's coming to your city or town. I also recommend watching inspirational movies. There are lots of inspirational movies out there. For example, movies from the spiritual cinema circle. Now, the sixth strategy is embrace the fear. It's normal to experience fear when you're embarking on a lifelong journey of living outside the box and living a great life. Anytime we venture outside of our comfort zone, that little voice inside our heads tells us, you can't do it, you aren't good enough, or that you'll probably fail. Just recognize that voice as the voice that is out to sabotage you. Now, I tell my students and clients to actually name this saboteur. So whenever it comes up, you recognize it, you're aware of it, and you can slam the door on it. You must embrace your fear. Understand that being afraid to step outside the box is normal. All great achievers experienced fear, but they continued and they moved forward. They didn't stop, they didn't make excuses, and they definitely didn't give up. Author Robin Sharma says, "Run toward your fears, embrace them. On the other side of your greatest fears lives your greatest life." Now, number 7 is walk your own path. Never be concerned about what others think. It's your life, not theirs. You really need to break free from the crowd. Take your own road. Take your own path. If you want to live your greatest life, you must be willing to be different, act different, and overall do different things. You'll find that some people may laugh at you or try to dissuade you. Those are the naysayers. Those are the people who usually generate negative energy. I always say, the more people laugh at you, the better it is. Why? Because that means you're living your life on your own terms. Always remember that the only opinion that counts is your own opinion of yourself. Never forget that. Strategy number 8 is create an action plan. Begin first with the final end result you want to achieve, and then work backwards from there. The best way to create an action plan is to break it into segments of time. So for instance, if you want to lose 15 pounds in 3 months, you can break that down into monthly, weekly, and daily action plans and goals. And of course, remember to always celebrate your successes, even the small ones. The 9th strategy is take action steps every single day. Start now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not when the kids get older, not when you have more money. Just start now. Start doing something every single day that will take you toward your goals and dreams. What's your plan? Put a solid plan of action together, daily, weekly, and monthly, and then implement it. As time goes on, just be flexible. Don't be attached to the end result. You may be surprised that your path may actually take some unexpected turns as you go along. What you need to do is just go with the flow and go with ease. Your life may actually turn out even better than you expected. And the 10th strategy is never, ever give up. Never ever give up on your dreams. Never ever give up on living your greatest life. And never ever give up or settle for anything less. Here's a great quote from William Feather. He says, "Success seems to be largely a matter of hanging on after others have let go." I'm going to repeat that. Success seems to be largely a matter of hanging on after others have let go. So here's an example. We're here in Toronto, and we have this tall freestanding structure. It's one of the tallest freestanding structures in the world. It's called the CN Tower. And just imagine yourself that you're in the staircase and you are about to climb to the top of this tower. And you start climbing and climbing, and you're getting really tired and you're really exhausted and it's really hard. And then you get to the second to last floor and you say, "You know, this is just too hard. I can't do it." And then you decide to walk all the way back down. That's what people do all the time in their lives. They give up just when they're about to turn the corner. So never, ever give up. Now, strategy number 11 is be a leader and elevate others. Teach what you know. Help others live their greatest lives. You know, the best way to retain information and learn it is by teaching others. Just be a great role model. By living your greatest life, you will inspire others to do the same. Lead the way. People will follow. And the final one, number 12, is take the leap. What that means is all we have is now. And in order to get different results in our lives, we must do something different. If you change nothing, nothing changes. I'm going to repeat that. If you change nothing, nothing changes. So take the leap. Take risks. Don't wait. The time is now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month or next year. The time is now. Take the leap and live your greatest life right now. Remember, if you don't take action, if you don't take the leap right now, you may never do it. And as Ivan Turgenev said, if we wait for the moment when everything, absolutely everything is ready, we shall never begin. And one last thing I want to say is to remember to enjoy the journey. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "We are always getting ready to live, but never living." You know, the journey to living your greatest life and reaching a high level of enlightenment is really not an easy one. It takes practice, it takes awareness, and time to master. And as you apply and master all the concepts in this program, you'll realize and become aware and present to the true beauty of people and the overall beauty of life in general. And as you become more aware, more peaceful, and appreciative, you'll discover the incredible people and situations and experiences that miraculously come into your life. Keep your feet on the ground and never lose sight of who you truly are on the inside. Living a big life is not about attracting great material things into your life or achieving phenomenal success in your career or even attracting that perfect partner into your life. It's about connecting with other human beings. It's about relationships. That's what it's all about. That's the only thing that's really important in life, are relationships. By reaching this new level of enlightenment, you have the ability to make a difference in the lives of the people that you meet every day, be it family, friends, coworkers, or strangers. You can inspire others simply by being a phenomenal example of a great human being. Be uplifting to the people around you. That can take many forms. It could be maybe a compliment or do a good deed or even just a simple smile. Robin Sharma says, "Leave each person you meet a little better than when you found them." Just think about that. Leave each person you meet a little better than when you found them. Just take the time to reflect, love, and enjoy every waking moment of this beautiful journey. So this is the end of our fourth and final session. Remember, you can go back and listen to this session in order for it to really, really sink in. Now, I want to commend you for being here with me for all four sessions. You will succeed. You will achieve all that you desire. Now is the time. Time to live your greatest life. And I send you lots of love and positive energy. And remember to dream. Dream big, because anything, absolutely anything, is possible in life. I'm Sonia Riccotti, wishing you all the best. Take care.